Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Listen along with our host, Josiah Carrick, as we take a deep dive into the experiences of students at Cedarville University. Bella, Ben, and Joseph continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Eliana joins them as our freshman. There will be many joys and challenges this year, but we can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Joseph, what's up, man?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm doing great, but how are you doing? It's your senior year.
Yeah, it feels a little weird. I'm already so tired. It feels like I've already been going for like 3 months. So
that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, it'll be okay though. We'll figure it out. We're chilling.
So I did the math, and you are at day 759.
Wow, that's
does that mean anything? That's like less than a fourth left.
Yeah, I haven't really like thought about it since last recording. So that's really weird, man. I'm almost at 800.
Right, you are. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And if I did it right, then May 4th, graduation day, will be 1,000 days for you.
Jeez. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Honestly, I'm way more excited about being done at this moment than I ever thought I would be. I really thought it would be very much like I'm not ready to leave. But at least I think it maybe hasn't hit me yet that like Cedarville's done at that point. But right now I'm feeling more of like, I'm very excited. I can't wait to be done.
To graduate?
Yeah.
Yeah. When do you think that first hit? Just now coming into school, or was that there last year?
It's like been since the beginning of this semester. It's really been like when I've been like, okay, I'm actually, which I've enjoyed a lot of things. We'll get into it, but like it's been a lot of fun. But I think I'm just a lot more excited about what comes after graduation than I realized I was going to be. And I think once I get to like spring semester, it'll hit me more of like, oh, like this is it. You know what I mean? Like once I kind of get closer to right. The actual end, it'll be like, oh, I'm actually almost done. And that will be a little bit different. But right now it's really just, I'm honestly really excited to be done.
Yeah. Well, now that you're realizing that, I think you're able to not take for granted the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Unless someone were to realize that they're about done, like you said, in spring semester. And then it's like, holy cow, I only have a few months left. Well, now for you, you've got a whole year left because you've realized it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's hop into your journal entry. You gave a lot of stuff, but first I want to backtrack to the summer.
Yep.
Even before the summer, last year, we talked a lot about your internship and what that was going to look like. There was a bit of a dilemma about picking internships,
mm-hmm.
But we got it worked out. Praise be to God for that. And then you had an internship with Garmin this past summer. So tell us how that went.
Yeah, it was really good. Especially like the work side of it was awesome. I had, my mentor was a super kind guy that was very helpful, like helped walk me through a lot of stuff, taught me a lot of things. I learned a ton, and very much like thanks to him, for that. And then my supervisor, like my boss, I guess at the, on my team, he was actually a Christian. So I got to have a lot of really good conversations with him. He was a super kind dude. A lot of fun just getting to know him. And I learned just a ton about like, what does, doing, computer engineering and industry look like? What is my life going to look like after this year? And what does having a job feel like? What is it like to live in an apartment? Like, I learned a ton about just all these different things. And I really enjoyed that. Like, the work and, like, learning and trying to, and, like, to some extent, truly being on my own. Because, like, when you're at school, like, I'm independent. When it comes to like my parents, like obviously I don't have somebody that's sitting in my house and I have to be like, hey, I'm going to go do this or hey, can I go do this? But I don't like when I'm at school, everything is still kind of handed to you on a silver platter. It's like, hey, you're living here. Hey, we clean your bathrooms for you. Hey, like here's all of the laundry and hey, like, here's all your meals. You don't have to cook anything. You could live a whole semester on campus without leaving once. And you should go to church, but you could live, not leave campus, and you would be fine. You could do a whole semester. You would survive. You could just sit in your room, go to class, and then go to get meals. And so it was definitely like that was really interesting. And like cool to like learn a little bit more about like truly being independent in that sense. But
did you like that?
I enjoyed aspects of it. I the thing that was really hard with all of it that kind of like makes it feel like a very bittersweet summer was just being alone was really hard. So like I really enjoyed like learning how to do things on my own and being independent. I didn't like having to do that entirely on my own. It was really hard just being in Kansas City, and I knew practically nobody that was there. And it was really hard to meet people. Like either it was hard to meet other interns because they had a couple of events, but it'd be like I'd talk to somebody at something and be like, oh, I like me and this guy, like we got along really well. I'd like to hang out with him some more. But then like I would never see him again, or I'd see him like once a month. And so it's really hard to like start establishing a relationship with somebody whenever A, I'm only there for 12 weeks, and B, I only see people at most like once a week. And then like I had a roommate and he was a kind dude. Like we got along fine, but we weren't like, we didn't really end up becoming friends, just had different interests, didn't really like get along in that way. And our schedules were super like different. So there were times when I'd go like 2 weeks and I would never see him.
Wow.
Yeah. And we lived in the same apartment. I just wouldn't see him at all. So yeah, it was very hard just like, yeah, just being alone.
How'd you handle that then? That's a big problem.
It was, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of the summer, I'd call my parents a ton. They like talk to them all the time. I like would get online and play games with my roommate, talk to him a whole bunch, some friends from back at school. And then luckily, like I got to go, me and my girlfriend tried to see each other about every 3 weeks. So one weekend I drove up to Peoria, where she's from, and spent like the weekend with her and her family. And then about 3 weeks after that, she came to Kansas City and we spent some time there for a weekend. And then I went back to Peoria one time. And then we both went to St. Louis to learn about some church planting stuff from a pastor there. And then she came to my house at the very end of the summer. So like little things like that, like seeing people, you know, trying to be intentional about like having phone calls, talking to people. And then also like obviously like really trying to rely on the Lord. I was really intentional with all of my like quiet times. I had one like every morning at the very least, if not more. And then there was a church that I got involved in with down there called Redeemer Fellowship. And they were really kind. They actually knew my dad, or the pastor did. And then another girl that was on staff knew my dad because they both, the pastor went to seminary in Louisville. So he'd heard about Sojourn, knew who my dad was because of that. And then the girl on staff went to Sojourn for a while, was good friends with my parents. But so that was really a cool connection. And like I would go to as many things as they had going on and like made some relationships there. But since it was the summer, it was less consistent because they had, you know, everybody on vacation, different things. So their events were very inconsistent. So it was still really hard to like meet people and then start developing relationships. Like by the end, there was a couple of people that I was like, I know this guy by name. And like, I would say hi to him every time I walked in on Sunday or whatever. But like, that was, you know, my 10th week there. And it's like, I'm leaving. And so it was like hard to like, once I started kind of getting some relationships, I was gone. But yeah, so it was definitely difficult. And like there were moments where it was like, I am just like severely lonely and I have no idea what to do about it. But yeah, really just learned a lot about trying to like lean into God with that, rely on him. And really trying to be intentional with like the relationships I do have, even like the ones at school or like with my girlfriend, and be like, okay, I'm going to really dig into these while I have this time mm-hmm. and stuff.
I think a lot of people are very excited to graduate or move out and become an adult, but some people are very, very scared of, in our case, living the bachelor life mm-hmm. Right when you get out of college. So you had an experience that many people our age, at least in the college culture, haven't had yet. You had the chance to go be a quasi-adult for a little bit and figure out what that's like. How would you encourage someone just graduating college, not having a significant other, and knowing that they're going to have to be alone for a while?
Yeah. I mean, one thing I would say is just like, God is faithful no matter what. And so like really, like it's going to be hard wherever you're at. You're going to feel lonely. especially if you're going to a new place, especially if you're going somewhere alone. So like you are going to struggle. That is like hands down the truth. Whether honestly you're going to struggle, whether you do have, you know, a significant other, like getting married right out of that going, or you're doing something like synergy initiative stuff, going with friends, or if you're going all alone, like there's going to be struggles with that. And through all of that, like really lean into God, really lean into your time alone with him, lean into your quiet time, and trust in him, because like trust that he has you there for a reason and he's working in you. And then the other big thing I'd say is like, find a church as fast as possible. And like every single thing that church is doing, do it. Like you're getting plugged in, you're working at becoming a member, you're going to start serving, especially serving. I think like there's a big difference between, oh, I'm just attending church and these are people I attend with, or like I serve with so-and-so. And there's a way that like serving with that person starts to build that relationship. And, you know, go to whatever like small group, community group, whatever things they have going on, like really do that. Cause that's like, I think the local church does a ton. There's so many reasons that we should be involved in the local church. But I do think one of the big aspects of it is this place to have fellowship with other believers. And especially, you know, for somebody who'd be graduating Cedarville, it's like you're moving out of this like constant surrounding of really good Christian culture.
Exactly.
And so you need to like, you can't just go cold turkey from that. Like you need to have that. Like God has designed us to be in fellowship with others, and specifically designed us to be in fellowship with other believers. And so I think the local church is really where like you can find that. And so like through the difficulties and the loneliness, like really dig into the local church, and that's where God's going to give you those relationships and stuff. But yeah. And then I think the big thing I learned too is just like, especially after college, relationships are a lot of work. It's really hard. Mm. Whenever you're in college, it's like, it's almost kind of like handed to you on a silver platter. It's like, I can meet somebody in chapel and then I'll see them 10 times. Like this, even this semester, there's been two people that I just randomly ran into, me and some friends, and we talked to them and they were like fun and we hung out with them a little bit. And then I've seen them like repeatedly and they just kind of start showing up. I start seeing them more because it's just like, you're constantly around the same people. It's impossible not to see them. But whenever you get into like real life, you know, you might live on the opposite side of the city that you're living in from this other person, and you're going to see, you, like, naturally, you're only going to see them once a week. You're going to see them on Sunday morning when you walk into church. You're going to say hi, sit down for the service, mm-hmm. and then leave. It's like, if you mm-hmm. want to have that relationship, you have to be really intentional about, like, okay, like, I want to get to know this person. Hey, let's get coffee. And, like, you have to do that, or you're just not going to, like, the relationship's not going to happen. There's not the time built in like that.
Right. And if you're speaking to an introvert, that's even more difficult.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm one, and I know it's really difficult to go out specifically and develop relationships, especially if you don't know people. But I think I agree with you. There's a part where you will just have to admit that the first few weeks of adulting will be hard and lonely, because you have to go find that church before you can be a part of a church.
Yep.
So it'll take some time, but if you plug into it and you develop those relationships, it'll work out. And I'm glad you got to experience that, a mm-hmm. little bit of it, before you do indeed graduate. Let's move on to school now. We're here. You are an RA, sir.
Yeah, I am. That was too negative. I've really been enjoying it, but that also still hasn't like fully settled in at moments, but.
Well, I mean, you got a whole year to enjoy it and to work it. I mean, it'll come with its challenges, as I'm sure it already has.
Yeah.
But so you came a week early for RA training, and you're now overseeing people in your dorm. How's that been going for you?
It's been good. The training was a lot of fun. It was exhausting. I mean, like they have us going from almost like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. like most days. But like there was a lot of fun moments of just getting to bond with the other RAs in the team. I really like them. They're a lot of good guys. And like a couple of them are guys a lot of them are people I'd not met before, which is really cool. Got to make a lot of new friends. And then a couple of them were guys I've known for a while. But they were kind of like on like the edge of my friend group, or like I was friends with people who are friends like with them in like a main friend group. And so it's like, I know them, but I haven't really hung out with them a whole lot, and got a lot closer with them, which is really cool. They're all like really good guys. And I love my RD. I love Jason. He has been a blast to work with. I'm excited to keep doing like one-on-ones with him and just getting to know him better. Really, really good guy. It's been really cool. And then, And then, like, yeah, after, like, training week, it's been good. My haul is a bunch of, like, my friends or people who are, like, or a bunch of new people. So it's, like, I have about half, maybe more like a third are, like, my close friends who wanted to move with me. And then the rest are people I didn't either, like, didn't know before at all or, like, only, like, vaguely knew of. But they're all, like, really, really, like, down-to-earth good guys. It's been a lot of, like, I haven't had any troubles with them at all. And it's been a lot of fun to, like, get to know them slowly. My brosis is probably the most, like, active brosis I think I've ever been a part of. We've had, like...
Oh, wow.
We've had, like, two dinners, and we've packed out, like, three tables every time we get dinners and stuff. So it's been... It's a little, like, overwhelming. It's a little, like, oh, my gosh. Why? Like, what do I do with, like...
Well, you're responsible for that.
Exactly. It's like, how do I manage this? But it's been really cool seeing, like, how excited everybody is. And, like, my friends are super, like... very open, just like, man, welcome anybody, like, we want to have fun. So that also makes it easy where it's like, I know that if I plan something and I can get my friends to show up, like, everybody is going to feel welcomed.
Yeah.
At least I hope so. Like I know they're going to be intentional with that. So yeah, it's been really fun, really cool, but it's been work, and I'm just, especially RA training week just, like, killed me energy wise. And then it's like, you go from RA training week into, like, getting started. And so I have to, you know, help people move in, do a whole bunch of stuff with that. Mm-hmm. And then we have fall Bible conference where I'm trying to, like, okay, I need to plan, you know, our first bro sis thing. We need to get, you know, speed dating or whatever it's going to be out of the way. We need to have our meal. We need to sit together at chapel. And then it's like, okay, I need to get ready for classes. I'm starting school, and then I have school. And through all of that, you know, you've got morning and evening chapels, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right.
So it's like, I went from a week of just really intense training, super exhausted, into, okay, here's a week of, like, I have to get into the mind of school. And then I had two super full weekends. And so it's just been like, I haven't had a chance to even stop and breathe. So I am still, like, reeling from the exhaustion of RA training week. And, you know, we're like 2.5-3 weeks after that.
Yeah, I understand. Similar with Resound, we come a week early, and while we're not maybe actively physically moving about and doing training, we're sitting there and working for a while. So
no, 100%.
I do understand, and it's like, you don't get to recharge, really, at least for me, until fall break.
Yep.
Or Labor Day weekend, so that was good. Which, speaking of which, you did do some fun things Labor Day weekend. You also have done some other things so far while you've been here, and you mentioned a lock-in at an arcade, which I've never heard of before. That sounds so fun.
It was a blast.
And then Labor Day weekend. So tell us about some of the stuff you've done.
Yeah, so the Friday after classes started was actually my birthday, but then happened to fall on the same day that my friends wanted to plan a, like, a lot. So there's this place called the Web Extreme. It's about an hour from campus. And it's like, it has laser tag, arcade games, mini golf, mini bowling, and go-karting. And all in one place. And it's 30, you have to get 50 people, but
all
then it's $30 a person. And you get it from midnight to 7 a.m. And you get unlimited arcades, unlimited laser tag, unlimited go-karting, unlimited mini golf, unlimited bowling. Like anything, and they give you a pizza buffet. It's so much, it was actually so much fun.
So how'd you manage to get 50 people?
First off, we have a lot of friends who are interested. We probably got like 20 to 25 just based on like our friend group that were like, yes, we want to go. And then our friend Mickey spent the whole first like week and a half on campus. He would bring a speaker. He would start playing Eye of the Tiger and then start giving this speech about how amazing the lock-in is going to be to random strangers. Like, he would never have met... He was in Chuck's, and he just started walking from, like, group to group to group.
No way.
Telling people about the lock-in, trying to get them interested. And then he told our whole brosis about it, like, a couple... Like, maybe 3 or 4 days before it happened. And then a bunch of them were like, why not? Let's go. So we got, I think, more like 52. We were, like, a little bit over. So it was technically a little bit cheaper. But yeah, it was crazy. I for a little bit, I was worried we were going to have way too many people. Cause for a little while we had like 150 people in the group chat.
Holy cow.
Was supposed to go. And then a lot of people dropped out like last minute. So then it dropped down to about 50, but yeah, it was really fun. Staying up all night is miserable. I hate it. I hate all nighters, and I drove there and back, and the drive back might have been the most dangerous drive I've ever done in my entire
right.
life.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was literally like, if I closed my eyes, I think I would have just fallen asleep. Like, I don't, like, there was nothing keeping me awake except for just pure willpower of, like,
oh, yeah.
I don't want to die.
Right.
It was.
And that's an hour drive.
But it was a blast. Yeah. Yeah. And, like, my whole car, dead asleep. Except there was one guy that sat right behind me, and he just couldn't fall asleep for whatever reason, and I was just talking to him the whole time. And then about, like, we were, like, 20 minutes out, and then my girlfriend woke up, and she realized, okay, Joseph is falling asleep. Let me help him. So then she started talking to me, and then we made it.
I'm glad they realized that. I was going to tell you, if everyone just fall asleep, like, you blare music, you do whatever it takes to get them home.
I was fighting, dude, fighting for our lives. But there was never, like, a scary moment where I was like, we're going to die, but, like, it was rough.
Quickly tell me about Kings Island.
Yeah, so since we did the lock-in that Friday, me and my girlfriend couldn't do anything for my birthday that weekend. So we waited until Labor Day weekend to celebrate my birthday. So we went to Kings Island together, and it was really, really fun. I love Kings Island. I've grown up, I grew up in Louisville, so I've grown up going to Kings Island my whole life. But she had never been. So we went, it was actually not that busy. I thought it was going to be kind of nuts because it's, Saturday of Labor Day weekend, but we waited like 10 to 15 minutes for each of the rides. Like, it really wasn't that bad. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. Just got to hang out, ride some rides, and it was really hot, but that's kind of, I feel like every time you go to an amusement park, it always ends up being really hot for some reason.
Well, because most of them aren't open during the winter time.
Yeah, that's true. But it was a really good time, a fun time to, like, just hang out with her, get to, like, chill out and just spend some time together and celebrate my birthday. And then we came back and, like, watched a movie or something like that. I can't remember what we watched, but we hung out for a little bit. And then, yeah, it was a good Saturday.
How old are you now?
22.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like it's just every birthday recently, but, like, once 21, I feel like it's the last birthday where it's like, oh, he's just a 21-year-old. Like, I feel like once you get 22, it's like you're an adult. You're just...
Well, also because Taylor Swift came out with a song called 22.
That's true. I did listen to that multiple times on my birthday and then also on my birthday celebration. So
perfect. Two more things before we wrap up here. I do want to get an update on what academics are going to look like this year.
Yeah, it'll be intense for sure. Senior design, I'm really excited about it. It's been a lot of fun so far already. But it's definitely a learning curve because it's different, way different than what your normal class is, because, like, you're used to, like, okay, I sit in lecture, I take my notes, and then I'll have assignments and projects or whatever, and then I'll take my exams, and, like, that's what matters. But with senior design, it's very, like, self-motivated. So I have to get 8 hours a week for it this semester, and then next semester it's 12 hours a week I have to put into it. Like, it's very much like, okay, I go into the lab and I work on my own stuff, and I figure out this is what I want to do, this is where I think my time would be best spent, and then sit there and I work, which is very different. It's a lot less instruction, a lot more like, okay, you have to figure it out on your own. It's been a learning curve so far, and I think once we get a few more weeks, right now it's just a lot of research and, like, preliminary stuff. I think once we get a couple weeks in, it'll probably be like another, like, oh my gosh, what am I doing as I'm trying to figure out how right. do I actually, like, work on it. And then, give it a month or two and we'll get settled and we'll be like, okay, I know what I'm doing. I know how to, like, work on this. I know how to spend my time.
Sure.
So it's just a learning curve, but it's been really fun. I've liked it a lot. And then my other classes, the thing with my classes, I think this year, it's not going to be just like a constant, like, oh my gosh, I'm drowning in homework, but it's going to be like a waves where it's like, okay, I've got, a project doing networks and a project doing, advanced computer architecture. That are both, like, lining up at the same time, or, like, I have a bunch of homeworks due, like, this upcoming Tuesday, so then I have a lot to do before that, things like that. So it's not going to be, like, okay, every day I have to do all of this constantly, but it'll be, like, there will be moments where I'm really drowning, like, okay, I need to figure out how I'm going to manage this, and there'll be other moments where it's like, oh, I'm kind of fine, like, I don't really have as much going on.
That seems better to me. You just have to plan it out.
Yeah, so I prefer that for sure. And they're all, a lot of them are really interesting, like, cool classes that I'm excited about. Except I am taking bio, but that's okay. We'll just suffer.
Yeah. Hey, everyone's got to do it.
Everybody does. It'd be good, though. But yeah, so I think it'll be a good semester. There is a part of me that, again, like I was saying, I'm kind of ready to be done. So like I feel the senioritis in a lot of ways.
Hold on, Joseph, just a little bit more.
Yeah. Which I'm, yeah, we just started and I'm already kind of feeling that lack of motivation, but yeah, just got to push through. I think part of me is just like after 4 years of being a college student, I'm kind of ready to be like, especially after getting a taste of like real life where I went to work and then I come home and I was done.
Right.
I don't have to do anything. I'm done. I come home. That's it.
Right. No, truly,
that's
Joseph,
so nice.
We work so much more, at least I feel like. I can't say, but it feels like we work more in college than we actually are in the workforce.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, I'm doing classes almost maybe not a full day of work, but like it kind of comes out to that. And then I come back and I do homework all night and then I have like an hour and then I go to bed and I do the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
And all weekend, I'm working on homework the whole time. It's like, yeah. So that was, it's definitely a little weird trying to come back and be like, okay, now I have to go back into the rhythm of like, I have to constantly be thinking about all the different things I have to get done.
Right.
But that's okay.
Yep. It's just a trade-off. When we go to adulting, we have to pay the bills, but won't have that crazy schedule. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Last thing, Joseph, I have been asking everyone this, and depending on your answer, we'll come back during the final episode of the year and bring the question back up and see how it's changed and morphed throughout the year.
Yeah.
What is one thing you are wanting God to teach you this year?
Oh, that's a really good question. Let me think about it. I think recently, especially looking on like last year, just throughout like internship stuff, trying to get that all worked out, figuring out, you know, I went to London doing that mission trip and struggling a lot with like, energy levels after that. And then this last summer, I think I've realized a lot of like how important it is to really rely on God and like not rely on my own strength or my own understanding. And then also just within like the context of relationships or whatever, I find myself very much wanting to be like, I want to love others well. And I think there's a lot of like, that is a very godly desire, but also I think I can put the weight of like, on myself to where I think I have to love others well. And then I get into this, like, I am putting all of the weight for that on myself instead of leaning into God and being like, God, help me to do this, you know? And I think as I've been, you know, this last, you know, I guess year and a half, I've been realizing more and more, it's just my bent is to rely on myself, not because I don't want to rely on God, but because I feel like I have to do it myself, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And not because I don't want God to be involved in that. It's like, I would love God to be like in the center of all of that, but then it feels like I have to do it on my own. And so I'd love for God to like continue to help me see how can I like let go and like give it to him and be fully reliant on him with those things. I think that's where I'm at right now.
And that's a really good lesson to learn if you do, because you are about to graduate. You'll definitely need to know that once you're out. Joseph, this has been wonderful. A longer episode because we were catching up.
Yep.
But I'll see you again in 2 weeks. I expect some updates on these things. Really good to hear from you again.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcasts, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Owen Gray.